So we started our new theme for the year on a beautiful day in the park just last week. I know many of you were there. I think it's certainly possible that the message that we were trying to get at throughout the worship service could have maybe been overshadowed by a beautiful day, or maybe the kids rolling down the hill. I don't know. Loved it. But if you missed it, the focus of our year's theme will be on how we can journey with Jesus into the world. That's what we're going to focus on this year, not only in our sermons each week, but it is also my hope that we individually and as a church will slowly begin to learn more and more how we can do that throughout the year and then actually do it. Journey with Jesus into the world, into this, out of these doors and into this community. As the year goes on, we're going to talk about the theological and scriptural foundations for why we as Christians should and need to journey into the world. We're going to make bold claims about being Christians in action as we get further into our year. But first, we're going to start out slow. And dig into the reality that before we go anywhere, before we decide we're just going to be Christians in action and dive in, first God calls. First God calls from where we are, and then God leads us on our way. There are a variety of stories in the scriptures about God calling people to do God's work in the world. Many of them are just unbelievable, shocking displays of God's power and commitment to make us actually perk up and hear the voice of God calling. When we hear God calling today, it doesn't often seem as awe-inspiring as many of the stories in the Bible. But God still calls us today. And we just may have something to learn from those early conversations in the scriptures that God had with those who were being called. Our God's calling story for today is about Moses from the book of Exodus chapter 4, 10 through 13. Moses said to the Lord, "Oh, my Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor even now that you have spoken to your servants, but I am slow of speech and slow of tongue." Then the Lord said to him, "Who gives speech to mortals? Who makes them mute or deaf, seeing or blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go, and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you are to speak." But he said, "Oh, my Lord, please send someone else." You may know the story of Moses. He was raised in Egypt in the family of Pharaoh, but he had begun to feel out of place and upset over the treatment of the Israelites, especially since he himself was an Israelite. After killing an Egyptian who was mistreating an Israelite, Moses was forced to flee from Egypt and he escaped to settle down, and then he settled down to grow old in Midian, in the quiet life of a shepherd. I've always thought it might be kind of nice to be a shepherd. A lot of sitting on a quiet hillside sounds kind of nice to me. It was in the middle of Moses' retirement preparations on an ordinary day of shepherding that God calls Moses. This ordinary day of shepherding turned out to be not so ordinary for Moses. In Exodus 3, it says that Moses led the flock to the far side of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, "I will go over and see this strange sight." When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, and Moses said, "Here I am." "Here I am," Moses says when he's spoken to through the bush. "Here I am." Now, further into the conversation, when we read from our scripture today, Moses has obviously sort of realized just how difficult the task he's called to is going to be. Now he says, oh Lord, please send someone else. Send someone else. What about my brother Aaron? Send someone else. How quickly we go from here I am, Lord, to please send someone else, God. Moses has a series of objections when God calls. You might think that if you heard the voice of God speaking through a burning bush, you might just listen. I'm not sure, though. There's a song by Andy Gullihorn with lyrics about this that says, I'm praying for a miracle to let me know you're listening. I'm waiting for a lightning bolt to strike. I'm walking through a garden of 1,000 burning bushes, but I'm looking up to heaven for a sign. It could be that when God calls us today, it may be a little tame compared to burning bushes, but when we get a nudge, when we just know God is calling, in our sort of burning bush kind of moment, we may be just as likely to wanna ignore it or say something like, please send someone else. I'm sure we've had those moments where we know we're supposed to do something, but we really just don't want to do it. It's too difficult, too out of our comfort zone, too dangerous even. One of Moses' main objections to God's call was about how he didn't feel adequate. Moses said to God, who am I? Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? It may be that Moses kind of had a point. Moses was a shepherd in Midian for 40 years. He was already 75 at the time. He'd even killed a man 40 years before. So really, who was he to be the leader of God's people? On top of all that, Moses thought he was a poor speaker. He said, I'm slow of speech and slow of tongue. I can relate on that note. I was always terrified in speech class. When I had to give a speech in front of the class, I remember trying to time my trips to the bathroom just right so I could maybe get out of giving a speech in front of the class for just another day. We may feel inadequate to answer God's call. We may be inadequate in the eyes of others, but God calls us anyway. And God is the one who determines who is qualified or not. God didn't say to Moses, no, you're a great public speaker. Moses isn't necessarily assured that he's all that adequate himself, but his doubts are met with the promises of God, that God will go with him. Though Moses may have continued to doubt himself, he was assured that we have a God who is more than adequate, a God who will be present with us always. Moses eventually went, listening to God's call. And it shortly became clear that we certainly have a great and powerful God, as the Israelites were mightily led out of slavery in Egypt and were finally led into a new and abundant life in the Promised Land. Martin Luther King was a young pastor in the late 1950s. He loved to read and write and actually saw himself more as a scholar rather than a public leader. A group of leaders from the black community came to King and asked him to help them in the fight against discrimination. Dr. King begged them to not ask him to join. Send someone else. But they persisted. And King finally agreed to help, and the rest is history. He was changed, the world was changed, because he heard the call and answered. Doris Taylor, which is an unknown name to most, was a woman who was very disabled. She couldn't turn her head or sit up or even feed herself. Yet God called her. during the 1930s, in the middle of the Depression, she became concerned for those who were disadvantaged. Doris Taylor began supplying hot midday meals for the elderly and the chronically ill and had them taken right to their homes. This was the beginning of what is today known as Meals on Wheels. I remember delivering Meals on Wheels with my dad when I was a kid, and now Pastor David still does it today every month. Though Doris was crippled and still remains relatively unknown to the world, she was called by God, and God led her into something amazing. Moses wasn't really looking to be called by God. He definitely wasn't hoping to be called back into Egypt, where he was wanted for murder. He would have likely been content safely remaining a shepherd in Midian. But God had something else in mind for Moses. God has something in mind for us too. So when we have that sort of burning bush kind of moment, that holy nudging conversation with God, know that God isn't just calling. God doesn't just stay there in that burning bush moment. But when God has something in mind for us, God will go with us, empowering us to do God's work. God will work powerfully, transforming us and the world around us, just as God did through Moses. God took a nobody, a quiet, elderly shepherd, and brought him into a new reality, a brand new future beyond anything that he could have imagined. God transformed him into the leader of God's people. We may feel inadequate or unqualified. We may be inadequate in the eyes of this world. But we serve a God who is more than adequate. When God calls, may we answer God's call. May we trust that just as God worked mightily through Moses, God will work mightily through us. Amen.